Welcome to Money Tips by Charles Kelly, author of Yes, Money Can Buy You Happiness. Charles spent over 25 years in financial services, working for banks, insurance companies, and as a qualified independent financial advisor running his practice, before setting up his speaking, consultancy, and property business. Money Tips will help you save, make, and accumulate more money, whether you are a business owner, entrepreneur, employee, or still searching for your vocation.
Hi, this is Charles. How are you doing? Nice to see you again. In case you don't know me or you haven't seen me before, my name is Charles Kelly. I'm the author of the book, Yes, Money Can Buy You Happiness, and the publisher of this podcast, Money Tips, which you can also find on iTunes and Stitcher. And I've been podcasting for a few years now, and I've watched as the UK recovered from the last the recession, the Great Recession, as they called it, although I've seen bigger recessions than that. That's the 2008 recession. Of course, I've seen how things have recovered. And then we had a period last year where we were reporting record numbers of people in employment. This is after the Boris bounce, the election last year. And we had this renewed confidence. And we have record numbers of people in employment, of all-time records, numbers of people actually in work. And unemployment was down. And then suddenly we hit with this coronavirus. And it's all gone the other way. And in fact, in the last quarter, the number of people in work, just the last quarter, reduced by almost 250,000, 220,000. And that's the official figures from the ONS, the Office for National Statistics. And this is obviously due to the lockdown period, businesses closing, large companies bringing forward redundancies. And, you know, the unemployment benefit claimants have gone up from, well, it was just over a million in January, I believe, and it's now 2.7 million. And that's all costing the state more and more money because, first of all, they're not even working, they're not paying taxes. And then secondly, you have to then pay for those people to live. This can involve just expenses, living expenses and costs, plus rent costs or even mortgage costs. And I've seen a sharp rise in the number of people wanting to get a property but who are benefit claimants paid for by housing benefit or universal credit. And what I've noticed is that some of these people are recent benefit claimants. They've had previous jobs that have just gone. They've had businesses. One guy was a successful business person, all gone in the last few months. He said he even lost the house he was in as well. Lost tens of thousands of pounds, and now he's claiming benefits. He's now living in a room. So at least he's got that safety net to survive. I mean, in many countries, he could have been on the streets, as we're seeing people starving and begging in many countries. It's not shown on the media so much, but I do hear things from other countries, from other listeners and viewers. And I know that, you know, people are suffering far more than in the UK, where we do have this safety net. We've got the job furlough scheme. We've had the self-employed loans that have given out billions. I think they're just, the money's just gone out like confetti, personally. We've also had help for businesses on rates. But it doesn't, to me, it looks like there's more bad news coming. We see that employers are planning further redundancies. One in three, I believe, are planning to make tens of thousands of redundancies. These are big companies like Airbus, BA, obviously travel industry, but also restaurant chains closing down branches. I've reported recently Frankie and Benny's going down, Pizza Express looking to go into an arrangement, a company voluntary arrangement, CVA, which will see many branches wiped out, many jobs wiped out, liabilities wiped out, probably tax liabilities, and landlords being told that, you know, we can't afford your rent anymore, we want a reduction, or we're just giving up the property. And that will affect you and I, because it all links back to the economy, it links back to pension schemes as well, and eventually the stock market. The stock market's still riding high, but how can it just keep going up and up like this? Obviously, the financial stimulus, the billions that the governments all over the world are spending, pumping in directly into bonds and the markets, is keeping it high at the moment. But that's pretty artificial. I don't think they can hold back the tide like King Canute forever. And eventually, I think the stock market will go down again and then stay down for longer, as I think will the property market. But that's only my opinion. You've got to take your own decisions on what you do. Obviously, there's the property actually at the moment is seeing a bit of a mini boom because of the stamp duty cut and the pent up demand that we've had during the lockdown. So we're seeing a bit of a mini boom. Part of that, I think, is due to the fact that many people are not putting their properties on the market. So there's less stock on the market. So people having to pay higher prices. But definitely the market has picked up at the moment. But I'm certainly not plunging in just yet. So I'm just playing it careful at the moment, being a bit cautious and seeing how which way the wind blows in terms of the property market and the stock market. So that's where we are at the moment. It's not great news. We know that interest rates are low, which in previous recessions I've seen high interest rates imposed on people, and I remember 16% interest rates on my mortgage. And it was a killer, and that led to mass repossessions and people losing their houses and bankruptcies. The low rates have kept everything under control, but then again, it does affect savers and pensioners who have seen the return on the money drop substantially, and bonds as well. Bonds are now being sold at negative rates, where people pay to put their money into these bonds. They're just safe havens, really. We've also seen gold up to 2,000 last week, as more people put their money into things that they feel are a safe haven against the markets going down, and they feel that gold will retain its value over time. However, gold and silver can also be volatile. It doesn't automatically just go up and up and up. It can drop. It dropped after the last recession. It rallied and went down for many years. So it doesn't automatically follow that just because you put your money in gold, it's going to go up. And, you know, it also has to be stored and looked after, and it doesn't provide you with any interest or income. I think property in the long run is still a good investment. People need somewhere to live. This is a crowded island. We still need to build hundreds of thousands of more homes every year, and that's not happening, although the government is trying to change the legislation on planning to allow more new properties to be built. But it will take years to catch up with just the demand that we have now. So I think property in the long run is still a good bet. It's a good investment. It's always done well for me. You've always got options with properties, especially if your property is freehold, not so much with leasehold. And, you know, it even if markets are down and the value of the property is down, as long as you're getting your rents from your property, it's okay. And I've had to adapt to new changes, several times on rentals. But as long as you make those changes and you adapt, I think property is still a reasonable investment in the long run. And money is cheap to buy it, although mortgages are a little bit more short now, more scarce, I mean. Money is there to buy it, and it's very, very cheap money. You know, you can get mortgages at 2-3%, which was unheard of when I was buying properties. You know, that means you can borrow £100,000 interest only for £2,000 or £3,000 a year. You know, and if you can't get £500 or £600 a month out of a £100,000 property, then, you know, you're not looking in the right place. So you can still make money on property in all parts of the country, I believe, and it's still a good long-term bet. But if you want to get into property, I think you need to know how to. I wouldn't just go out and buy something with all your savings and put it into a buy-to-let. I would get some training. And in fact, there's another course tonight. It's part of a four-day event, which is called the No Money Down Property Event. I'll put the link up on this page. And, you know, it will give you some training into and mind shifting thinking into how to buy properties, not necessarily using your own money. And it sounds like a bit of a scam. How can you buy a property with no money? Well, obviously there's got to be money from somewhere, but it doesn't have to be your money. And in fact, you can also do things like rent to rent. You can control property without buying it. You can make money. Lots of people are making money on rent to rent. Believe me, it's a booming area. It's a form of money. It's a form of property management, but done in a slightly different way. You can source properties for other people. You can make a lot of money from that, sourcing properties from your desktop, sitting at home, wearing whatever you want, and source properties. That people are making fortunes on sourcing properties. It's a bit like the old analogy of the gold rush, where people made more money selling the shovels and buckets and the pans, you know, than people made from finding the gold. So sourcing properties is a very good way of making money. But there's a training event on tonight. I think it's on around 7 o'clock. I'll put the link up. I'm not running it. It's friends of mine, but they're very good. I've been on some of their courses and I've always found them excellent. I'm in one of their mastermind groups as well. So check that out and, you know, get into it. I think we've all got to adapt to this new area. Many jobs will change and maybe never come back. So we've got to find new sources of income, new sources of making money and surviving. And it's not the strongest and fittest that survive, it's the most adaptable. And, you know, this is true in the animal kingdom from, you know, thousands of years. So have a look at that webinar, check it out, and I'm sure you'll learn something. Even if you just listen to it and do nothing, you'll still learn something. I'll be there tonight anyway. So thanks for listening. Have a great day. It's really hot out there. It's a big heat wave here in the UK. So, and by the way, if you listen to this in a couple of weeks and that webinar is no longer there, just drop me a line or contact me through Facebook. Drop me a line at charles@charleskelly.net or find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and I'll put you in touch with any other courses that are coming up. There's always stuff happening. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye for now. This is Charles Kelly, bringing you money tips to help you save, earn, invest, accumulate, and enjoy more money. Do check out my book, Yes, Money Can Buy You Happiness, which you can find on Amazon. Thanks a lot. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Money Tips. For more tips and information, visit moneytipsdaily.com. The information given in this podcast is for your entertainment and should not be construed as financial advice. As always, take independent financial advice before making any investment decisions.